This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An arms control group says withdrawing from the INF treaty with Russia is misguided and dangerous, and we get more from AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
Kingston Reef of the Arms Control Association says the president is right when he says Russia has been violating the INF treaty, but withdrawing from it rewards Moscow's misbehavior.
I think Russia would certainly prefer that the United States withdraw so that Russia could place the blame for the treaty's demise at the feet of the United States.
Reef concedes persuading the Russians to come back into compliance is a long shot, but he contends there are diplomatic and even military tools available that the Trump administration is declining to use. The result, a possible renewed missile race in Europe that leaves everyone less safe. I'm Warren Levinson.
Vice President Mike Pence told a crowd in Florida that it is time to take action to end the regime of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. AP's Ed Donahue reports on that.
Pence met near Miami with people who were forced to get out of Venezuela.
There are many lives in danger, and the problems that were bad then are worse now.
Later, Pence talked about the transition to opposition leader Juan Guaido.
All options are on the table.
The vice president said this is no time for dialogue. It's time to end the Maduro regime.
And Nicolas Maduro would do well not to test the resolve of the United States of America.
Pence says he hopes economic pressures can bring out a peaceful transition in Venezuela. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Donald Trump said Friday that trade talks with China are making important progress after discussions earlier this week with the Chinese vice premier. Trump said that ending the trade war with China could produce the biggest deal ever made. He also said China agreed to criminalize the synthetic opioid fentanyl, which will have a huge impact on the flow of the drugs in the United States. His comments follow negotiations aimed at resolving trade frictions between the economic superpowers. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump said Friday he will consider calling for a national emergency as the path forward to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border because he doesn't think negotiations with lawmakers will produce the necessary funding he wants.
We are doing it regardless. I mean, we haven't declared the national emergency yet, and yet we're building a lot of wall. We're continuing to build a lot of wall with, as we would say in business, cash on hand.
The president had strong words for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has said over and over again she will not agree to give the president the $5.7 billion he wants for the wall. Pelosi has said she was open to other kinds of barriers along the border, but Mr. Trump said that's unacceptable. Pressure is building on the governor in the state of Virginia to resign after the publication of an offensive photo. AP correspondent Mike Rossi is following this.
Calls are mounting for Virginia Governor Ralph Northam to resign after publication of a photo on his yearbook page of a person in blackface standing next to someone wearing a Ku Klux Klan hood. Northam issued an apology and said in a statement the photo is not in keeping with the values he has fought for. Democratic U.S. Senator Kamala Harris tweeted Friday night that Northam should step aside so the public can heal and move forward together. In a tweet, former Obama Housing Secretary Julian Castro called the behavior racist and unconscionable. The Eastern Virginia Medical School 1984 yearbook photo was first published by the conservative news outlet Big League Politics and then the Virginian Pilot newspaper. I'm Mike Gracia.
Brazil's lower house of Congress re-elected on Friday by a vast majority Rodrigo Maia from the Democrats' parties for a new two-year term as president of the chamber. Maia had the support of Brazil's newly elected president and has pledged to work with the new administration to pass key reforms seen as crucial for the country, to balance its budget, such as the pension reform that they've been demanding. Maia obtained 334 of 513 available votes. His nearest competitor from the MDB party received just 66 votes. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has started returning to Mexico newly arrived asylum seekers who present themselves at the southern border rather than allowing them to wait in the U.S. while their cases are adjudicated. The senior DHS officials told reporters Friday that they started the policy, which they call migrant protection protocols, this week by returning a dozen individuals. The official said they plan to increase the number of returnees soon. The official added that Customs and Border Protection does have an exclusion list of those who would not be subject to the new process. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.